Commercial fishermen on the Kuskokwim River are getting prices not seen since farmed salmon took over the market. For the last decade, there's been just one fish buyer on the river, but this year, a new outfit has set up operation. The competition has been a boon to fishermen. KYUK's Shane Iverson has more.
It's been a long time since salmon prices jumped on the Kuskokwim, and this year they've jumped leaps and bounds. Local fish buyers are offering commercial fishermen a 1,900% increase on chums from last year, up from 15 cents a pound to now $3 a pound. For commercial fisherman Daryl Garrison, the prices are enough to lure him out of his 9-to-5 for the fish openings.
I hadn't done that in a couple years. I was only going when fishing periods were outside of my work hours. Now it's getting me out there fishing, and I'm requesting leave to get out there and make as many openings as I can.
Increases have been across the board. King sold for 17 cents a pound last year. This year they kept going up before reaching $3 a pound. And same for sockeyes. The increases could be attributed to better processing. Also, supply of wild Alaska salmon is down. Demands are going up. But many fishermen, like Garrison, say the emergence of a second buyer is making the Kuskokwim catch a lot more valuable.
The competition does definitely help.
This year, two Bethel businessmen started Kuskokwim Seafoods. The small company only buys Kuskokwim salmon from local fishers in Bethel and some nearby villages. Stuart Curry manages the new processor.
The way that we plan to be able to compete was by just having very minimal costs, from administrative costs, salaries, etc., to asset costs.
Kuskokwim Seafoods processes above the seawall from Coastal Villages Seafoods. CVS, as it's called, is part of a community development quota. They're a multi-million dollar organization with sales in other seafoods like pollock, halibut, and cod. When the first opener was called in June, CVS raised their prices. Kuskokwim Seafoods match, starting a price war. Again, Stuart Curry.
This is just what happens when you have competition, and both processors would like to have the maximum amount of volume that they can get.
CVS bumped their prices up again and then again. Each time, Kuskokwim Seafoods stuck with them. But Curry says he's now risking a profit.
We're getting very close to, beyond what makes for a good profitable season for us. We can't even sell dressed chum salmon in Anchorage for more than about $1.75 right now.
Curry took the message public last week. During a call-in show, he questioned the motives behind CVS's new pricing.
I'm starting to wonder if the motive is that certain people only want one processor on the Kuskokwim.
CVS did not respond to calls for this story. Adding to the inter-river competition this season has been a poor run of silver salmon. Cohos are typically more than abundant enough for a modest commercial catch. Chuck Brazil is the Kuskokwim area biologist for Alaska Fish and Game.
We achieved chum and sockeye escapement goals, but now show some of the lowest coho passages on record.
Fish and Game looked at results from recent commercial openings and from a test fishery just above Bethel.
They're the second lowest since 2000. And are less than half than the recent 10-year average for this date as well.
The bigger company, CVS, can weather a slow year or two, or several. They've told local fishermen they lose about $1 to $2 million a year on Kuskokwim area salmon. But for Kuskokwim Seafoods, operating in the red is not an option. Curry is hoping that local fishers will consider more than just pricing when they decide who to sell to.
We wouldn't be able to sustain that for very long. If you look at history, it would probably be a situation where it would revert back to what it has been for the last 10 years, and that's lower prices and less opportunity.
That message resonates with Garrison, who's been commercial fishing since he was 4 years old. He says before this year, his fishing trips barely paid for themselves.
You only get a couple hundred pounds of fish, and you sometimes don't even break even as far as the gas and stuff and the food that you go out and then so you're basically working for free.
Despite the prices Garrison is enjoying, he's gotten fewer opportunities and smaller harvests during this poor run. But he says he and many other fishermen are doing what they can to ensure there's a second buyer next year.
When I'm selling, you could see a line of a dozen boats before the opening even ends over at Kuskokwim Seafood. So the loyalty to Kuskokwim Seafoods, I think, is playing a big part.
Kuskokwim Seafood says they will be processing next year, and all parties are hoping there's still time for the silver run to pick up. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.